Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today is Chelsea Pites, the one, the only real estate video branding coach and speaker. Welcome, Chelsea.
I am so excited to be here. It's going to be so fun. I'm starting off my morning in Arizona today with you, and I cannot wait to dive in on all things mindset, marketing, social media, and who else knows what we're going to talk about.
I love it. So for those who might not know much about you, I know you because I've been following along for so long now, and it's just, you're so real in your content. And I think that's why it just resonates so much with people. So tell us about your journey. How did you get to where you are today? And we'll go through kind of some fun best practice on how to win your 2023.
Absolutely. I started in real estate 22 years ago. It's going to be 23 very soon. And I jokingly tell people that I got my real estate license in 2001 BF. The BF is before Facebook. So I had a whole career helping people buy and sell homes before social media existed. So like many of the people that I work with, I did not grow up with the Internet of Things. I did not grow up as a digital native. I actually went to the library in college because I did not own a computer like most people didn't. And I would sit in the library and I would write my reports. And, you know, we had the card catalog back then. So I really never intended, number one, to be a realtor. Mm-hmm. I certainly never anticipated that I would become a speaker and an author and a coach. Not once ever crossed my mind. I wanted to be a therapist. I actually got my degree in clinical psych because I wanted to be a therapist. Oh. The challenge, though, is that I am highly empathic. And I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be a good thing if I'm always crying, you know, with my clients and I'm taking on their stuff. And so I said, well, you know, I can use my degree in real estate. So yeah, I ended up being in real estate. And about 2008, which was a very different year for many of us in the world, and especially in real estate, I ended up leaving being a realtor, but I still wanted to work with real estate because that's what I knew and what I was passionate about. And I had no idea that ultimately I was meant to be a teacher. I love teaching. I love breaking complex things down like the algorithm and all of this stuff. And mainly the reason I love doing it is because I had to. I didn't get it. Like my brain takes a while for things to click. And so I would break things down in a way that would make sense to me. And turns out other people also appreciated that. So really what I've been doing for the last decade is teaching real estate humans how to be more human through technology and how to share their story, their personal brand at scale with people that they already like, know, and trust, and people that just don't know them yet.
Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting thing that you're doing because I mean, copy pasted over to mortgage bankers for me, but and it's all the same. And I think we talked about it before, but meeting someone, extract that first meeting for me is so empowering. And that's where I think I do my best work is when I'm strategizing with mortgage bankers. And I'm like, what does your typical week look like? How many agents are you meeting with? You know, what? And then do you go to restaurants and do these things? Are you tagging these people? How are you creating that pillar content? So tell us kind of like what a typical first coaching call with you might even look like.
Oh, it is probably so different than anything else anybody has gone through. I personally, I have a coach. I have multiple coaches, and I will have coaches for the rest of my life. I am a big believer in investing in your strongest asset, which I think is ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I love to learn, and I will continue to do that. And I will have someone that can help me up level in different areas of my life. And I've been through a lot of coaching things. I've been to a lot of conferences. I've read a ton of books. I usually read about 1 to 2 a month, if not more. And I'm telling you that story because I believe that my superpower in coaching is to work with the people that have gone through a lot of coaching and have said, you know what? I don't know. I just feel like this didn't quite click. Is it? And something's wrong with me because why is it working for other people? I'm a huge believer that there's no copy paste. You just said it, copy paste template. It has to have some flexibility. It has to work for you. It has to be sustainable. I am not the kind of person that you're going to hear, here's exactly what to say, when to say it, post it on this day. Because for me, what happens is that I get so lost in the detail that I just don't want to even do the thing. Mm-hmm. When in reality, my work is about mindset and about figuring out why people are so frustrated with their results on social media. So I'm going to tell you the secret that's not so secret because I tell everyone. The reason that I see over and over and over again that people are so frustrated with results from social media, because we do go to the conferences, we listen to the podcast, we get the books and all the things.
Right.
We're like, but everybody's just saying if I'm consistent, it's supposed to work, right? I'm like, but wait, there's one missing thing that a lot of people don't talk about. And that's context. And the context is how you make your content, the stuff that you're posting, that you're like, why isn't this working? That stuff has to have some kind of meaning to someone's head and their heart. There's like that emotional human connection, right? That's the context. Right. And so that's your personality and your perspective. So what happens most of the time when I see somebody that's frustrated with social media, I look at their content and I say, okay, wait, you're showing up totally differently online than you would ever show up offline.
So true.
And they were like, wait, what do you mean? I'm like, let me just give you an example. Your limiting belief is, oh my gosh, I cannot stand seeing and hearing my recorded self. It's cringe. Like, oh, I would just, I can't. Some people are made for video, Chelsea. That's not me. Like, right. I hear this all the time.
Right.
Now let's talk about it. If we were in the physical world, that is my one question I always ask people. I always go back to it. I'm like, but wait, what would you do if we were standing in the same room right now? And 9 times out of 10, you're like, let me change my decision. Because if you were at Starbucks with me and you were having your peppermint mocha and I'm having my PSL because I still can't get off my PSL kick. And you're like, I don't know. Like, I feel like these headlines are kind of stressing me out. Is now a good time to buy? What should I do? Should I wait? And all of a sudden you dive under the table and they're like, is everything okay? And you're like under the table, right? And you're talking up to that table, the underneath of it. And you're like, oh, I am fine. But listen, I really can't have somebody look at me while I talk to them. No, you would never do that in the physical world.
No, no.
We have all these limiting beliefs that we're like, wait a minute, this isn't real. Social media is not real. FaceTime's not real. It absolutely is real. It's different. It's not the same as being in the room with that person, but it is real and we are never going back. And so the person who wins in 2023 is the person whose videos or content can make a complete stranger feel like they already know them just a little bit. Familiarity is the competitive advantage.
Right. Ugh, it's so good. That's so good. And it is hard to coach that, but it's also one of the things that's it's ultimately up to that person. You have to just show through. And you said it, you have to evoke that emotion. Like, yeah, my house is a disaster, but I'll be at your closing, you know, and be able to show that and show warmth, because that's the first impression someone's going to get from you is not just, let me tell you, like people talking at you, you know, you don't want to talk at people. You want people to feel like, wow, you know, she's a real human person. And it does show through her messaging, but it is hard to get past that that mindset. So how are you, or even to get out of your own way and open up the doors to the chaos a little bit, you know? And where is it that you're kind of telling people or just giving people the power of like, your message doesn't have to always be infotainment. Like it doesn't always have to be that way. It could be an interwoven mix of like, hey, you're the fun mom. And you're also, or you're the mom that, you know, is the Pinterest mom or whatever you are, or you're, you know, the guy who, gosh, I don't know, where's the crazy ties, you know, something that evokes like, wow, that's something that's a part of that person. How do you coach that to show through? Cause a lot of people are going to say, well, what makes me special? And how do you say, like, do you go to your best friends and you're like, hey, I want to start being more heavily focused on video content for 2023. What are the, when you think about Taylor, what do you think about? Is that how you kind of go into it or lead us down that?
You know, if I had a magic pill that somebody could become really super self-aware and then be like, oh, I am going to express this authenticity on video.
Right.
I would be retired. I would have trademarked it. And certainly, yes, we're going to talk about some strategies to embrace that. But, you know, there's a couple of words that I hear, three words I hear all the time. And I'm sure your listeners hear it too every time they're going to a conference or wherever they might be learning. It's authenticity, which mm-hmm. is like, oh, okay, well, you know what? It's not that easy to be authentic on video. Okay. It's really something that you have to develop. And there's mm-hmm. all the human things that go around it, the insecurities, the imposter syndrome, the innate need as humans that we do need to be validated, affirmed, loved, right. and belong. And now I'm putting myself out there and somebody may not validate me and right. they may not even say it, but what if they're thinking it, right? So mm-hmm. authenticity mm-hmm. is a word that's overused and underexplained. So is value. Because if I go to one more thing that's like, you've got to provide value. Yes, uh-huh. obviously. Like, tell me what that is. I'm having a little bit of a challenge with that. Like, what does that look like? Right. And that's where you ask a lot of questions. It's really more for me, coaching is more about asking questions than giving a recipe or a template. That there's part of that. So value, authenticity are often thrown around all over the place. The other one that quickly became my least favorite word for this year was professional. And I'm going to air quote it, professional, mm-hmm. because a lot of people would say to me, I don't know. Like, why do I want to share a picture of me on my morning run? I don't know if that's really professional. Is that going to help me close more loans? I don't know about that. What is TikTok?
Right.
I don't know about that. So it's again, a mindset. It's a question around what actually is professional. Okay. Mm. So when I want to work with somebody, I want to work with somebody that I trust, that has empathy, that is conscientious, is compassionate. All of those things are uniquely human.
Right.
And we talked about it in the beginning about, I call it the two P's, personality and perspective. Some people call perspective point of view, literally mm-hmm. the only original content on the planet. Every mortgage and real estate piece of content has been made a million times over. There is mm-hmm. nothing unique about your market report.
Right.
And so how are we able to demonstrate that personality and perspective? Now, it took me years to get where I'm at. Where I started now, or where I started then, is not where I ended up now. Mm-hmm. And that's where most people say. We don't just turn on the camera and we're like, hey, this is my authentic self, right?
Right.
But I do want to give some tactical strategies that can help you, especially if you are a camera shy human, which the majority of us are.
Right.
So a couple of ways that you could get started, because it is no longer a nice to have. It is a requirement, especially in a world of Zooms, FaceTimes, Teams meetings. I have a little guy who's in fourth grade. Guess what? He submits his homework via video. It is a required skill to show up as a human being and communicate effectively through video and technology. Right. And so that is definitely a skill that is a requirement. So if you're going to build that skill, I always tell people there's two places to start. The first one is one-to-one video. One-to-one video where you pull out your phone and you make a video for you, Taylor. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Taylor, I just saw that you got your new dog that you just adopted and rescued. Oh my gosh. So darling. Love that. And I love the name. Best wishes. Have a great new year, right? Maybe you posted something and I'm sending that. Maybe it's your birthday. And I'm like, Taylor, oh my gosh, it's your birthday. I'm so excited for you, right? I'm making this video for you, Taylor, nobody else. I'm not making a video that doesn't have your name in it so that I can go to Facebook and look at the birthdays and then send everybody the same video. I'm doing an unscalable human thing. But here's the cool part about that. Only you see it. And you and I know each other. So it's not as uncomfortable as if I'm sending it out to the world. Also, because I'm talking about you and your birthday or thinking of you or thank you or gratitude or whatever it is. Guess what? I don't need a script. I don't need to edit. I get comfortable talking. I'm not stressed about memorizing my bullet points and my three reasons that you need to move to this zip code or interest rates and whatever. I'm literally like, hey, Taylor, I'm thinking of you. Hope you have the best new year ever. And then you know what happens? This really weird thing where you kind of relax and your facial expressions kind of look more like you. And your tone sounds like you because it's going up and down like you would when you're regularly talking to someone you know. And then you look at your recorded self and you're like, well, that wasn't horrible. I mean, the lighting could have been better, but that wasn't terrible. Right. And it's building a habit, right? So those one-to-one videos, there's no excuse not to send them because we all have direct message. We don't need a phone number. We don't need an email. We have a phone. We can just send it to somebody via direct message at any time. Yeah. And the best part about that too is when I'm sending it to somebody in a DM, it's going to tell the computer, hey, these two people want to talk to each other. So Chelsea just sent a video to Taylor and Taylor said, hey, thanks. Or maybe just double tapped it and gave it a heart. Great, right? So now it's like, well, wait a minute. We should resort both of these people's feeds to make sure that they see each other in the future. I don't know any other place that works harder and smarter for your future content than a direct message, because a text message, it's great, but that's it. It's not going to send you a buzz on your phone that's like, hey, Chelsea just posted something on Instagram. Go look at it. So, that is a really good way to build that habit and build that confidence and see a more authentic version of your recorded self so that you can battle those limiting beliefs of how I look, how I sound, et cetera. And then I would say from there, moving into stories, Instagram stories specifically, because that is a really helpful tool to empower you to start seeing content all around you, because that's the number one thing after fear of camera. I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm boring. Nobody wants to hear about mortgage stuff. Okay. Well, stories, they want to hear about you. I know, shocking.
Right.
I know. They want to see what you're doing. You know why? Because we're human and we like to watch people. It's people watching. Remember people watching in the old days before we had reality TV? Go to the mall, go to the airport. Oh, I love people watching. Right. So it's going to help you start to see content in different ways. So those are two major challenges that people have that hold them back. And those are two simple ways that you can start working on those so that you can make the YouTube videos, you can make the TikToks, you can make the Reels.
Ugh, that was amazing. I honestly think that just giving those two action items right now are just huge. And I think people really do live in that overthinking muck. And if they could just get started, we all live there. I mean, really, we do. And it's the fear of rejection or the fear of, like you said, somebody snubbing, but at least you're putting yourself out there. And you know, we all start somewhere. Everything does progress, you know? So I can look back at stuff now and just be like, oh, Taylor, you know, what was that? But we do it and we grow and we get better, and that's just normal. So I guess I love the direct message piece of it. I love that it's so tailored to your audience, and then the algorithms will pick that up. And then now it's, you know, some back and forth, right? And I just think if people's lives aren't as boring as they might seem. And it's so true. We do love to watch other people. And I did a poll the other day, and you know this as well as I do, but How are people consuming content? And so the reels, you would say, are for all of your buyers, your potential buyers, people who just like that music that's trending right now, what have you, or your cover photo. But reels are a great way to get in front of the masses. However, stories are for people you interact with and you know, and those are more from a mortgage banker's perspective. Those are your agents. Those are your buyers and or your past clients, right? So what would you say is a good, healthy mix? And you knew this question was going to come, right? What is a good, healthy mix of content, be it reels, be it stories, posts? Give us the 411.
Absolutely. So the first thing I'm going to say is, what do you like? What brings you joy? Because I am all about protecting your mental health and your emotional energy, right? Mm-hmm. I already know people are thinking, this is great, but I'm not a content creator. Yeah, ladies, right. I actually work full time and I don't have somebody to follow me around and do all of this all the time. And that's great and all, we believe in social media, but I can't do that. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time. So yes, there's a lot of things that we can do to help you with that. But like the idea of creating reels or stories or content in general, that is one of the limiting beliefs that we have. And oftentimes it goes back to mindset about, well, what you schedule or make time for, you'll do. Mm-hmm. And if it's prospecting and you have a different mindset around it, well, you know, would you rather cold call or would you rather make a 30-second video and post it and potentially have it seen at 2 a.m. while you're sleeping by people who don't even know you? So right. The idea is exactly what you said. There is a completely different strategy between stories and reels. And we keep saying the word reels, but I just want to be very clear that it's short form vertical video. Reels generally is associated with Instagram. It could be TikTok. It could be YouTube Shorts.
Shorts, right.
And these videos are designed to be recommended to people who do not know you. Mm-hmm. So for the first time ever, since we've had mature platforms, because it's not 15 years ago when YouTube was a new thing, and now people are like, oh, it's so saturated. Well, guess what? They just changed all the algorithms in your favor. And now it's not how many people you have following you. It's not about how recent or how many times a day you've posted. It's about relevancy, which means you could have posted something 5 days ago or 5 weeks ago or 5 months ago, potentially 5 years ago. And when somebody is searching for that content, the algorithm is now going to show them the best content, the one that thoroughly answers the question. Yay, right? So reels and short form video are ideally to go out to people who don't yet know you, that are targeted, that are interested in your topic. Mm-hmm. And those people hopefully will become new community members. Once they are new community members, the stories is where the secret sauce is. That's where the conversions are. That is where you will get the bulk of your business, honestly, from stories. Could you get business from somebody coming to you from a reel? Of course, there's always things that happen like that. There's always anomalies. But as we know, at the end of the day, technology or not, it's a relationship-based business, as are many things that we do, whether you're the product or whether you're selling a product. It's about relationships. And that's where relationships happen, is in the stories, because it's so behind the scenes, unedited. Typically, you're seeing a human being in their surroundings, like their home or their office or their car. Mm-hmm. And there's something humanizing about that. So we're connecting with that person. And of course, I mentioned the word earlier, familiarity. It's truly about faces take you places. And whether people are connecting with you or not and giving you a metric, they're connecting while they're consuming. And one other thing to let people know in this world of short form vertical video, because I have a lot of people that are coming to me very discouraged and they're like, well, this started off really well. And like now my views are like nothing and what's happening and what's going on. And I feel terrible and nobody likes my content. And when you feel like that, you don't want to make any more content, right?
Right.
So let me just tell you that we consume, you listening right now, you consume short form vertical video differently than a regular feed post. And here's why. It's like TV, and they've trained our behaviors to open it up, whether it's TikTok or Instagram, and here's something new. And oh, by the way, you probably like it. Oh, by the way, you're probably interested in this. Oh, absolutely. I just want to keep watching it. And you don't know these people. Right. And when we don't know people, we generally don't jump into a conversation with them. We just consume passively. And mm-hmm. so I tell people, is engagement down or is it just different? Because right. people are watching, and my engagement may not be a like or a share or a comment or a DM, but it could be that I watch your video 10 seconds longer than anybody else's video. And then what happens is the algorithm says, wait a minute, we think maybe you want to see more of this person. You didn't click on their profile. So let's try another video.
More.
So absolutely. So you just have to stay the course, and views don't equal value. If you can answer the question of, if I make this video, could it help my potential client? Could it answer a question they may have? Great. Okay. Check mark. Is it something that you feel expresses something about your perspective, your personality, your brand, if you will? Excellent. And lastly, does it bring you any joy? Now, we can't get only stuck there, because if we did, I would just make funny videos all day long, which would be great because people would enjoy it. But I still need to talk about how I serve people, which is a coach, right. which is a speaker. And so if I only make funny videos that never have my voice or my perspective, then people are not going to connect with me at an accelerated pace and see my expertise and what makes me unique. So yes, you need to have some joy. And yeah, you're probably going to have to make some videos that you're like, well, this one didn't get a lot of views because I'm answering a question about mortgage. That's okay, because somebody has that question and we want them to find that video. All it takes is one video and one person to reach out. That's how it happens.
That's it. I know. I love it. I love this. Thank you so much for that, because I think people have these different conceptions of views don't equal value. And I think that's so true and so good, but it does, it becomes the biggest debilitator, right? Past getting out of the overthinking video muck, right? This is the second worst thing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm done now. And I close the chapter of social in my book because I'm just not getting any interaction. But it's, you're so true. And here's the other piece, and it's the caveat to all of this. People think that they're going to get all these leads out of social when you're like 3 weeks in. It takes years to build great content to where people are, and it might be like you said, from stories, but from a reel, it could take time. And it just, I think people, there's that misconception to all of it, that it's going to be instantaneous where you're getting deals and the ROI proves itself immediately. That's just not the case, you know?
Yeah. I remember when I said my question, I go back to every time, what would you do in the physical world? Yes. And the question is, what would you do if you met a bunch of people in a conference or in a meeting? Would you be upset that you didn't immediately get all of their business in a week?
Right.
Yeah, no, you actually have to, like, you know, create a relationship, right? Imagine that. You'll so figure. It's the same thing, right? It's this mindset, really the crux of it is this mindset that social media isn't real, that social media, you know, can easily be manipulated and hacked. Can it? Of course. But the idea is that I'm a human being trying to reach another human being. And when I'm doing things that aren't human or me, it's going to mm-hmm. take a lot longer to create that level of trust, those human emotions. Remember, human is professional, right. that somebody needs in order to make a choice to reach out to you. And in this world, it's something like, I don't even know if I'm getting this stat right, but it's some astronomical stat of 35 to 40 experiences with seeing your brand before mm-hmm. people are even going to make a decision. That's a lot, right? And I'm not saying that to make people feel like, oh no, I have no chance. I'm telling you that to make you not feel discouraged. People right. are watching, they are seeing it. And we saw this so many times before COVID, when you'd run into somebody at like the school pickup or the right. holiday party. And they were like, oh, Taylor, oh my gosh, it's so great to see you. I just saw you were on vacation in Cabo. And you're like, you did? And you're, oh yeah, no, I saw your videos. Oh my gosh, I love your videos with your dog. So cute. And you're right. Like, but you literally have never said anything. Yep. You're right. But you know what? You're in their brain. Yes. And so people are connecting while they're consuming, even if they're not leaving you a metric you can measure yet.
Yes. I love it. Well, tell us a little bit about how you're lending forward for 2023. What is Chelsea Pite's goals? What's next?
Oh my goodness. I have so many goals. I love this time of year because I plan for all the amazing goals that I'm going to manifest and reach and attain. And I will be working a lot on big stages. I'm going to be expanding my keynote speaking. I'm also going to be really leaning into the Real Estate Content Accelerator coaching program with myself and my amazing co-coach, Giselle Ugardi, and really helping people break through the overwhelm of creating content with them in it. Because the challenge really is talking about us and ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's figuring out what our story is and how to share it, because we live in these bodies every single day. And so it's really kind of hard to say, oh, I don't have anything. What do I have to say? And it's like, I think you even brought it up where you're like, oh, if you ask somebody, right, about words to say about you.
Yes.
Oh, that is my least favorite question. If somebody's like, give us 3 words to describe yourself, you're like, oh. But if I was asked to give 10 words to describe my best friend, oh, I could probably give you 20.
Right.
And so it's mindset work. I will continue to work with my own coaches. I have a success coach. I'm doing some theater/vocal coaching because my craft is my voice and I'm excited about that. That's been really fun. So yeah, that's what's on the agenda for 2023.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on Lending Forward, and let's go kick some butt for 2023.
Let's do it.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.